Bill, Osweiler got banged up pretty good.
Yeah.
And, of course, their defense is good. But what can you do that you haven't done with him to try to have more drives like you had early against Tennessee?
Yeah, you know, it's a good question, John. I think that's what we're working on right now. You know, every opponent's different. The Colts are a lot different than the Vikings just as far as their scheme and things like that. But that's obviously a problem from yesterday that we, you know, obviously we're not able to sustain drives until later in the game when it was too late. So we're going to work hard on that. That's not one guy or one position. That's everybody working together to try to figure out what are the best plays to start a drive, to keep the drive going, third down plays, you know, things like that. You know, if you look at Minnesota's first offensive drive against our team, against our defense, they didn't even have a third down. So, you know, part of it is, you know, hey, getting some chunk plays, some good runs, and trying to move the ball at a good tempo. That's what we're all striving to do.
Are you concerned about the number of hits Brock took yesterday?
No. I don't want the guy to get hit at all, but quarterbacks in this league are going to get hit. That happens. Brock's a very tough guy. He's a tough individual, big guy. He got right back up after all those hits, and give the guy a lot of credit. Like I said, after the game, he battled hard the whole day.
Give an update on Ryan Griffin and Quinn Nelson and the other guys that had some issues yesterday.
Yeah, so those guys, so Griff is still, you know, he's going to be in the concussion protocol deal there, Aaron. I would say that Jeff Allen and Jonathan Joseph are in the same protocol. And so that'll be kind of day-to-day, basically. Brian Peters, it'll be day-to-day with him. Quentin Demps, day-to-day. I thought that Dwayne Brown came out of the game, said he felt pretty good. We'll check with him on Wednesday, see how he's doing, kind of go from there.
Is there a concern that Osweiler getting hit as much as he did yesterday could maybe affect his confidence in terms of standing in there and waiting for things to open up downfield?
I don't think anybody likes to get hit that much, you know, at the quarterback position. But I don't think that will affect his confidence. He's a confident guy. I think we have to do a better job. You know, sometimes we were – playing that chess match that we obviously lost pretty badly, where we were keeping seven guys in, getting three out, and they were rushing four and playing what you would call two-man, which has been kind of a problem for us this year. And so, you know, the rush was coming free at some point in time. I mean, these guys, they're good players too. We can't hold them out forever. So a lot of it, you know, is just us doing a better job of game planning, like I said, after the game and getting these guys in better positions. But as far as his confidence, I'm not concerned about his confidence.
What are some of the challenges you're facing over the past few weeks, just trying to get DeAndre Hopkins more involved and something that some of the teams are kind of repeating strategies and coverages?
Yeah, no, they are. You're right. You know, we're trying to get him involved. Last couple weeks, yesterday he didn't get involved until late. But when he did get involved, which was way too late, it does, you know, give a spark to the team. So we need to do that earlier, obviously. We know what a player he is. He had 111 catches last year. And so we're going to work really hard to try to figure out how to get him the ball more often.
Jadeveon did some good things for you yesterday. What do you think about the way he's worked since you kind of moved him around this year?
Yeah, no, he's playing well. He played really well yesterday. He was one of our best players on our whole team yesterday. Give him credit. I think he had four tackles for loss. He had quarterback pressures. You know, he had a couple penalties, which he's got to cut down on. He knows that. But overall, I thought the guy played a really good football game. Yeah. Yeah. Whitney, he's played really well for us since we've been here. You know, he's a hardworking guy. He's really developed his pass rush moves. He was using a move yesterday that I really hadn't seen him do too much. He's working very, very hard to perfect all the different things that he does for us. And give the guy credit. All the success that he's having, you know, a lot of it is self-made. He's a self-made guy. He's done a great job on his own.
Bill, you mentioned Jonathan with Quentin and Kareem situations. Your concerns about your secondary right now?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's some injuries back there, so we got to see how that is as the week progresses. You know, that's part of the deal in this league that you're going to have to deal with injuries. You just don't want, you know, too many at one position, but it is what it is. You're going to have to figure it out and see where they are by Thursday, Friday, you know, whether they can play in a game or not.
you were taking a blame afterward. Of course, the players came to your defense. But do you second-guess yourself after a game? And what do you do to try to – because you don't mind making changes. What do you do personally because of your role in this that was different than what you just did?
Yeah, no, I definitely second-guess. Anytime you lose like that, it's not good. You know, you're trying to you know, you go into the game with what you think is a good game plan, and obviously it wasn't. So, you know, what could you have done differently on the game plan? I think the practice week is set up properly. I think we practiced the right way. You know, maybe there's some things we can do to help us during, for the start of the game or coming out after halftime or whatever it might be. But definitely, and I told the team that this morning, is first thing I do is look in the mirror. And that's what I'm trying to do, look in the mirror and try to get better and figure out what we need to do to play a lot better against the Colts.
You said during the press conference yesterday that when you guys start to simplify the offense a little bit, that you guys actually started moving the ball more. Is that something you guys plan on doing a little bit more of going forward?
Well, what I meant was, and it is, the word simplify is probably correct. You know, we were down by so much, we got into a two-minute mode, which are basically basic plays, not a lot of motion to them, basic runs. Alfred Blue ran the ball well on that drive. I mean, you know, I think it says a lot about our team. You know, at that point in time, you know, I think the game was pretty much over and those guys were really battling hard. And so those were plays that helped us. Now, they're in a two-minute mode too. They're not really doing the same things that they were doing earlier in the game to get ahead 24 to nothing. So there's you got to be careful there thinking that that's the way to move the ball. But it did help us yesterday at that point in time. Mm-hmm.
Maybe had a chance to review the punt return.
Yeah.
Sherrill's is very talented, but just what did you see from coverage and kind of where you guys are at now with the punt team?
Yeah, we, you know, look, it starts with the offense. We couldn't get anything going on that drive, so we're punting. We're backed up inside the 20, so Shane is basically inside the 10-yard line. And, you know, you're punting to a very good returner, you know, around the 50-yard line, so we're midfield. So, you know, it doesn't set up well for your punt team. I don't care who your punt team is. Any team in this league, that's not good. So then we had a formation where we wanted to try to funnel the ball. The coverage didn't work out the right way, and you know, the guy made a good play. We missed some tackles on that, but they made a good play there, and that really obviously hurt us.
I know you've taken a lot of the blame for the struggles of the offense, but is there anything that you're not seeing from Osweiler that you really need to see going forward for this offense to get back on track?
No, I mean, the guy, look, I think Brock is working very hard. He's very prepared. You know, I think all of us, including himself, we all have to do a better job. You know, I'm sure he'd be the first one to tell you, like, look, he's got to improve in this area, that area, you know, all those things. But, I mean, you know, I think overall I've been happy with the way the guy prepares, not happy with the way the offense has played, not blaming it on anybody, really taking responsibility for it right here, because that's where the responsibility lies, you know, when you're the head football coach. And that goes with defense and special teams too. That's what you're charged with. You want to have a smart, fundamentally sound, productive football team, and that's not what we've had on the road twice this year. Now, we've you know, again, like, let's kind of rewind here a little bit. You know, we are 3-2. You know, we're not 0-5. And so we have a very big ball game coming up here. So hopefully we can get things corrected and play better this week.
Well, you've touched a couple times on these starts. I know you guys have no stone unturned. Is that an analytics product? Is it a film study? Is it all the above, anything and everything?
Yeah.
You're trying to get?
I think it's something that we have to really focus on and practice. The issue is there, like, if you focus too much on it, you know, and then you don't have a fast start, then what happens? You know, so, you know, look, you're trying to get your guys into a good rhythm. I think somebody making a play in that situation, whether it's a defensive player or an offensive player making a play, can kind of spark the team. So that's an important, you know, a big sack or a big catch or whatever it is. So, you know, we just all need to do a better job of game plan and how we want to start these games. And then the players, you know, we all just in it together need to go out and play better at the beginning of these games.
Is the consolation that you got the Colts coming in, if you win, you're 4-2 and you put really three games between you and them?
Well, I think the you're certainly correct in the fact that you know, again, going back to what I said a couple minutes ago, we're 3-2, and this is a big division game. We know, you know, big rival, Indianapolis. You know, they're a good football team, and so we've got a lot of good things ahead of us if we can correct a lot of these things. And we have to work hard to correct these things. But again, we're only five games into the season. I know it hasn't looked very good at times, and other times it's looked pretty good, and that's what we need to do. We need to be more consistent, and we need to play that way on Sunday night. Otherwise, you know, we're going to be looking at 3-3. We need to be looking at 4-2 by playing more consistently.
Is Antonio Smith starting to round his way into shape? It seemed like he gave some pass rush there off the bench.
Yeah, he had the one. I think he had a half a sack on the one where Whitney probably got most of that sack, but Antonio was right there. He did a nice job on the center, and he is getting in better football shape. He's a great guy in the locker room. Really, really happy to have him.
Could you explain once more about Peters kicking off, the reasoning behind that?
Well, one of the reasons why we did that was because we were concerned about their returners, and he had kicked different types of kicks very well for us during the week. Squib kicks. He had been able to kick it out of the end zone a couple of times for us, and actually the times, especially the first kickoff when he kicked it, it was kind of a knuckleball that we instructed him to do it that way, and we ended up tackling the guy, I think, around the 15-yard line. So, you know, that worked out really well. So, you know, we're just trying to change it up. Sometimes it's good to change that up for the opponent to have to deal with that, and then, you know, sometimes we want Nick in there to direct it a certain way and things like that. But Brian, we think, has a real strong leg, and he can do, you know, some things that we need him to do.
Coach, what more can you do to get Brock comfortable in the pocket there? There seemed to be times where there was obvious pressure, and then there seemed to be times where maybe he was just perceiving a little bit of pressure there. Is there more that can be done to get him to a comfort level in the pocket?
Yeah, we just certainly there is. I think it has a lot to do with how we design the routes, you know, whether it's getting more guys out in the route or having a different route concept for what the coverage may be, where he can throw on rhythm, throw on time. So, you know, that's what we're working on right now to try to get him where he is a little bit more comfortable. Because when he has been comfortable, he's you know, been very accurate and delivered the ball on time, and it's been very good. So it's a goal of ours to make sure that we improve that.